नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 17, chapter entitled The Lord Agrees to Become Aditi's Son. And text number 17 to 23. So 23 is on the board.
So Adityam Viryamadhatta. So Adityam Viryamadhatta Tapasachirasambhritam Samahita Manarajan Daruni Yagnim Yathanilaha Daruni Yagnimathanilaha So Adityam Viryamadhatta Tapasa Chirasambhritam Samahita Manarajan Daruni Yagnim Yathanilaha So Adityam Viryamadhatta Tapasa Chirasambhritam Samahita Manarajan Daruni Yagnim Yathanilaha Adityam Viryamadhatta Samahita Manarajan Mataji. So Adityam Samaditam Word to word meaning. Saha Kashyapa. Adityam Antu Aditi Viryam Seaman Adhatta Placed Tapasa By austerity Chirasambhritam Restrained for long years Samahita Manaha Being fully entranced upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead Rajan, O King, Daruni, as in firewood, Agnim, fire, Yatha, as, Anilaha, wind. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. O King, as the wind promotes friction between two pieces of wood and thus gives rise to fire, Kashyapa Muni, whose transcendental position was fully absorbed in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, transferred his potency into the womb of Aditi. A forest fire begins when two pieces of wood rub against one another, being agitated by the wind. Actually, however, fire belongs neither to the wood nor to the wind. It is always different from both. Similarly, it is to be understood that the union of Kashyapa Muni and Aditi was not like the sexual intercourse of ordinary human beings. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has nothing to do with the human secretions of sexual intercourse. He is always completely aloof from such material combinations. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9.29, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu, I am equal toward all living entities. Nonetheless, to protect the devotees and kill the demons who were a disturbing element, the Lord entered the womb of Aditi. Therefore, this is the transcendental pastime of the Lord. This should not be misunderstood. One should not think that the Lord became the son of Aditi the way an ordinary child is born because of sexual intercourse between man and woman. Here it may also be appropriate to explain, in these days of controversy, the origin of life. The life force of the living entity, the soul, is different from the ovum and semen of the human being. Although the conditioned soul has nothing to do with the reproductive cells of men and women, he is placed into the proper situation because of his work, karmana devanetrena. Life is not, however, a product of two secretions, but is independent of all material elements. As fully described in Bhagavad Gita, the living entity is not subject to any material reactions. He can neither be burned by fire, cut by sharp weapons, moistened by water, nor dried by the air. He is completely different from the physical elements. But by a superior arrangement, he is put into these material elements. He is always aloof from material contact. Asanga hi ayam purushaha. But because he is placed in material condition, he suffers the reactions of the material modes of nature. Purusha prakriti sthohi bhungte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangasya sad asad yoni janmashu. The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species. Although the living entity is aloof from material elements, he is put into material conditions and thus he must suffer the reactions of material activities. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmay Shri Gurubenam Shri Chaitanya Manabhishtam Tapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathambitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakamvitamsya Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyava Pashyata Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaurutishe Namo He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radhakanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrin. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So taking the blessings of all the devotees, especially senior devotees, I'd like to discuss something on this transcendental subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So yesterday there was a discussion on text number 16 and 17 to 22 there are no purports. So I'll just read the translation. Yet because I have been satisfied by the activities of your vow, O Goddess Aditi, I must find some means to favor you. For worship of me never goes in vain, but certainly gives the desired result according to what one deserves. You have prayed to me and properly worship me by performing the great Payavrata ceremony for the sake of protecting your sons. Because of Kashyapa Muni's austerity, I shall agree to become your son and thus protect your other sons. Always thinking of me as being situated within the body of your husband, Kashyapa, go worship your husband who has been purified by his austerity. O lady, even if someone inquires, you should not disclose this fact to anyone. That which is very confidential is successful if kept secret. Sukadeva Goswami said, after speaking in this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead disappeared from that very spot. Aditi, having received the extremely valuable benediction that the Lord would appear as her son, considered herself very successful, and with great devotion she approached her husband. Being situated in meditational trance, Kashyapa Muni, whose vision is never mistaken, could see that a plenary portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead had entered within him. And this is today's translation. Please repeat. O King, as the wind promotes friction between two pieces of wood and thus gives rise to fire, Kashyapa Muni, whose transcendental position was fully absorbed in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, transferred his potency into the womb of Aditi. So yesterday, we discussed that when Lord appears in front of Aditi, he is telling something that, O mother of demigods, in my opinion, almost all the chiefs of demons are now unconquerable. So Lord is telling to mother that even though, you know, I can understand you are mother and you want to protect your sons, but as of now, demons are unconquerable. But still he says, why they are, for they are being protected by Brahmanas, whom the Supreme Lord always favors. Thus the use of power against them now will not at all be a source of happiness. So Krishna is like kind of saying what the reality is, and it is very discouraging for a mother that demons are unconquerable. But Krishna is always specially favorable towards the devotees, and we'll discuss that why. Because Krishna himself, as in today's purport it is mentioned, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu, and this again and again in Bhagavatam we have seen that this point has come that Krishna is equal to everyone, but still we see it appears that this statement is contradictory and Krishna is supporting the demigods or devotees. So the next translation in the 17th, just after saying that reality, the demons are unconquerable, here Krishna says, yet because I have been satisfied by the activities of your vow, O good goddess Aditi, I must find some means to favor you. So Lord is saying that even though they are unconquerable, but I must find some means to favor you. So we can understand this statement that Lord is ready to do anything to favor His devotees. For worship of me never goes in vain, but certainly gives desired results according to what one deserves. So before also, when before Samudra Manthan Leela, when the demigods were in trouble, they went to Brahma. They all go to Lord Brahma and pray that what can be done? Now we are homeless and demons have conquered everywhere. So what should be done? Lord Brahma goes in the trance. Finding a network to dial and connect with Lord. He has that transcendental technology where He is connecting with the Lord. And without speaking anything to the demigods who are standing there, Lord Brahma smiles. Yeah, seeing if you are going to someone with your problem and that person smiles, it's a hope. So all the demigods became hopeful that something is coming. And then gradually Lord Brahma opened his eyes and he said that this is not the time for dissolution of the universe. This is not the time where universe has to be destroyed. That means goodness will prevail because the universe has to be maintained as of now. So the power which has been shifted to demons who are covered by mode of ignorance is temporary. Because Lord desired to maintain this universe, goodness will again win over ignorance. So don't worry. So here also we see Lord is favoring demigods because Lord wants to sustain the universe. The universe has to work or function in a particular way. And if there is a disturbance which is disturbing everyone in the universe, then Lord takes action. So it is not that He is favoring someone and being partial to others. It's like we see government has put up some rules. Or any organization, there are rules. And someone tries to disturb, then government has to take action. It's not that the government is enemy of the people who are disturbing. Government may put them into jail, but they are not enemies. They are to be reformed. So the mode of ignorance and mode of passion has conquered and it is disturbing the universal system. Lord, being the creator and the controller, has to take action. So this proves that this is not partiality of Lord. But here, we'll try to discuss a little bit more that I must find some means. So there are more examples in Bhagavatam, in Mahabharata, in Ramayana, where Lord goes, takes extra step to favor and to make the situation which was unfavorable, too favorable for the devotees. So he is saying, Atha api, therefore, in spite of this situation, upaya, this is the 17th verse, Atha api upaya, in spite of this situation, I will try to find out some upaya, you don't worry. Why? Why Lord will find out upay for Aditi? Because Santoshitasya, you have satisfied me. So this is again, it's like in the 9th chapter Bhagavad Gita, Krishna reveals, you know, how you can very easily satisfy me. Every living entity can easily satisfy Krishna. Here again, Lord is explaining that if you want anything, you just satisfy me. And everything I'll give you. The shortcut. However, in the material world, the conditioned soul thinks that this will not work. But this is a shortcut. Otherwise, someone trying to achieve, you know, whatever material opulences, even material opulences, that will be for some time. But when Lord gives, whether spiritual or material opulences, the person will still be satisfied and happy. Jai Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Bhagwan Ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki. Here, Lord is saying, because you have satisfied me by Vrata Charaya, by observing the vows, and you have worshipped me, that is why I will find out some means to help your sons and to help you. There are more examples in, especially I was just contemplating, from few days this, in the morning, Brahmachari Ashram, the lectures, which Prabhupada lectures, so Prabhupada is talking about Mahabharata, some pastimes are going on Bhishma. And this one pastime is getting repeated, is when Duryodhan, he went to Bhishma on the 8th or 9th day and became very angry and kind of, you know, rebuked Bhishma. That even though you are the most powerful warrior, but you are taking side of Pandavas. You are being partial. And for Kshatriya, it's a big thing. So Bhishma became angry and he said, okay, I will invest all my energy in these 5 arrows and tomorrow these 5 brothers will be killed. So Duryodhan said, okay, good. But he didn't have trust. He thought maybe Bhishma will give these arrows or maybe these arrows will be lost. So the arrows were taken by Duryodhan. Duryodhan took the arrows, kept in his room. Paramatma, Krishna is sitting in everyone's heart and Krishna is reminding Arjuna. Arjuna actually forgot that I had to take some, you know, boon or a wish from Duryodhan. I mean, why will Arjuna will ever want to take something like that? So he forgot also. But Krishna said, Arjuna, you remember? Now you go. And ask Duryodhan, he has 5 arrows which Bhishma has given him. Go and ask those arrows. And he goes and asks the arrows. And Duryodhan is completely, you know, his mind got wiped off. Then how come Arjun knows about this? Then Arjun asks, Duryodhan asks from Arjun, who told you about these arrows? He said, Krishna. And he left. After that, actually, in Mahabharata, it's written that Duryodhan goes to Bhishma and says that you invest more energy in different 5 arrows. He said, I have invested everything. I cannot do it again and again. Now, we'll see. And then Duryodhan is asking Bhishma, tell me, grandfather, is Krishna really God? And Bhishma, taking this opportunity that such a person like Duryodhan wanting to know more about Krishna, and Bhishma wanted to glorify his eternal master, he starts speaking. But because of the conditioning, the demoniac propensity, the sinful proclivities, what a conditioned soul has, even after getting knowledge, we tend to forget. And that is why we need to again and again, again and again. In Wednesday, Prabhupada was saying, Saptaha Bhagavatam Nahi, Nityam Bhagavata. That again and again we need to hear and read, and then we will be able to, maybe, by Krishna's mercy, sustain that knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Another pastime comes where Bhishma told Duryodhan that you send your wife and I'll bless her. Sada Saubhagyavati. Krishna, again he tricked. He sent Draupadi with the covered head. And Draupadi went and paid obeisances to Bhishma. Bhishma gave the benediction. When she was going, Bhishma understood she is not Duryodhana's wife. She said, wait, who are you? She said, I am Panchali. Who brought you here? Bhishma is asking. Who told you to come here? He said, Krishna told me, he is standing outside. So, time and again we see that Krishna is, kind of transcendentally manipulating with the situation. It's a transcendental leela. And even Karna, when Karna hit that Nagastra, which Arjuna would have been killed, Krishna, he just forced the chariot onto the ground and it went and hit the crown of Arjuna instead of hitting the neck of Arjuna. And there are many more weapons which were released. There was once one weapon was released by Bhagadatta or his son, which was Vishnu Astra. Now Bhishma, Brahmastra and all that are very small in front of Vishnu Astra. And Krishna saw Vishnu Astra is coming. And Arjuna will not be able to conquer. You cannot conquer Vishnu Astra. And there was another Astra, Narayana Astra. So you cannot conquer Vishnu Astra. So what Krishna did, he was seated on the chariot as a driver. He stood up. Now Vishnu Astra cannot harm Vishnu. So that arrow which was coming as a Vishnu Astra, it became flower garland and came onto the neck of Lord. Arjuna asked, why did you do that? It is against the code of Kshatriya conduct. He said, you would have killed Arjuna by now. No one can conquer this Astra. So there are many things, even in Samudra Manthan Leela, we saw how Lord is telling to demigod this concept of snake and mouse. So what we understand is if we just satisfy Lord, not even if it, that is also a big deal. We have another shortcut, shorter than this. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado. If we just satisfy bona fide spiritual master, everything will be given to us. Krishna is saying. Certainly gives the desired result according to what one deserves. Not according to what one desires, but what one deserves. Prabhupada writes very beautiful words. So this is, and then he says, one more point will come in the next translation. You have prayed to me and properly worshipped me by performing the great Payavrata ceremony for the sake of protecting your sons. This is okay. You perform Payavrata. But then Lord is saying, because of Kashyapa Muni's austerity, because of Kashyapa Muni's austerities, Maricha, the son of Marich, tapasya, because of the austerities of your husband, you will be benefited. So in the Vedic culture we understand, wife is like the disciple and husband is like the spiritual master. And the same concept, yasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. That if we please the spiritual master, then Krishna gets automatically pleased. We don't have to put extra endeavor for that. And because of the austerity of Kashyapa Muni, because Guru is so powerful, because of him, because of Prabhupada, the preaching will flourish. One devotee once mentioned that Bhaktivinoda Thakur and other, our acharyas, they desired that the preaching should flourish. Everyone should become Krishna consciousness. And that is why we became devotees. Because of their desires. And because of their love for Krishna, Krishna is fulfilling their desire. Then he says, then Sukadeva Goswami speaks, and that not to disclose. Lord is telling to Aditi not to disclose. And then Sukadeva Goswami comes, and this verse. So here, Prabhupada is writing in the purport that the life comes from life. Life is not the manifestation of male and female secretions. It is not that the male and the female unite and they can give birth to a child. Because spiritual thing cannot be created by material. Matter cannot even touch spiritual things, and soul is completely spiritual. So how can the secretion of two living entities give birth to soul? And Prabhupada says that here it may also be appropriate to explain in these days of controversy. And again the controversy is going on from past few days. Someone said about Darwin theory, evolution, that the life force of living entity. So many times people, they have this, every conditioned soul has controlling tendency. But we should understand that we cannot even give birth to one soul, one small bacteria. And what kind of, you know, ahankar, a false ego, we have sustained in our heart. So here is Prabhupada saying, it is the arrangement of higher authorities, karmana devanetrena, due to certain karma of the soul and intervention of Lord, the soul is given body. Then why the soul suffers or enjoys? He says, the living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of material nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst the various species. First of all, why, what karma is there? So the spiritual soul has been entangled into material creation. And that is misuse of our own free will. We have misused our free will and we are put into this material situation so that we can reform after accepting a lot of sufferings. And then this 13.22, this verse, Prabhupada saying, Krishna is saying, due to association. So it is our association which makes us happy or suffer. If someone is sitting in the car, is driving a car, and the person outside the car, he just keeps the hand on the car, what happens? The driver can feel that hand. The driver feels that someone has kept hand. Why? Because the driver is connected or associated with the car. Or in other ways, the driver is attached to the car. Nobody has kept hand on the driver. Just the hand, if you keep even softly the hand on the car, the driver can feel that, that someone has kept the hand. So this is association. There's one story where the monkey was there and how the hunter is trying or has successfully attempted to capture the monkey. So that hunter, he kept some one glass bottle and some nuts inside that. A monkey saw the nuts. You know, there are many monkeys, someone will be captured. Someone who thinks he is very intelligent, that monkey came down to take the nuts. Now when he took his hand and pushed inside the bottle, the hand went. And he got the nuts. And still he is thinking, I'm very intelligent. See, other monkeys are sitting on the tree and they don't have courage and intelligence to come and take the nuts. But I got and I'm successful. But now, when he is trying to pull out his hand, the hand is not coming. How is it possible? The hand goes inside, doesn't come. Because while, you know, pushing the hand inside, his hand was like this. and the neck of the bottle, the mouth of the bottle. And now he is holding the nuts. That is attachment. So who has captured the monkey? The hunter? No. Hunter has just put the trap. And Maya is putting trap for living entities. It is we who get attached. It has nothing to do with someone is trying to force us. Someone is forcing us, tying us down. No. It's just a trap. And so-called materialist, of this so-called philosophers, materialistic people, they think that we know everything. And they get captured. Again and again. Like this monkey, he thought other monkeys are sitting on the tree. They are less intelligent or they are not courageous. So they are not going for food. But I will go. Now he is not able to take his hand out. If he gives up that attachment to the nuts, again the hand will come like this. He is seeing the hunter is coming. But he is not leaving. If he leaves, you know, that attachment to the nuts, the hand will come out. He will become detached and smoothly flow and save his life. So the problem is not the trap actually. The problem is our attachment. So where we have to work is internally, on our consciousness. We are attached. We are attached to everything. We are attached to our mind, the opinions coming from the mind. So much attachment. There are many people, you know, we meet while we are preaching, they are very soft. They appear very soft, very calm. Very soft-spoken, very calm, very composed, very intellectual. They're not devotees. But they're attached to their opinions. That is another way the false ego is exhibited. A person may be very soft-spoken and he thinks that, you know, I am free from false ego. But he's attached. If there's a discussion, you know, some person withdraws, that also is attachment. It is not detachment. Suppose two devotees are discussing on some subject matter. Sometimes, because of attachment, he says, okay, forget. So another way, it appears detachment. There's a small Leela of Krishna connected to this. Krishna is not like us. Krishna is completely liberated. He is a master. But he does Leela and Acharya explained. So when Krishna and Balaram, they were kids and they were not even walking. Maybe just on the knees. And they used to go out in the courtyard and there were calves. And Mother Yashoda and Mother Rohini and all other gopis, they are just seeing Krishna Balaram playing. And Krishna and Balaram, they caught hold of tails of the calf. And not only one calf. Krishna, you know, he took tail of 2-3 calves. And he's holding so tight that the calves, if you hold the tail, they start running. They are fearful. They start running. So, you know, they are running. And Krishna is getting dragged in the land of Vrindavan. And now Krishna is fearful. That even though I'm you know, kind of, you know, getting dragged and suffering, I will not leave this. Because then I'll suffer more. So, you know, all the gopis are actually laughing. So one acharya says that Krishna is playing this Leela and he doesn't have so much intelligence also. That if you leave the tail, you will be quietly situated on the land. Now this is transcendental Leela, but we can understand it is we who has, you know, captured the attachment. We are not letting the attachments go. We are attached to our attachments. If we let them go, we'll be happy. And that is the most difficult part. If it was so easy, the material world would have been like half empty by now. It's not easy. But then, there is a way which have been given to us by our acharyas. Srila Prabhupada has such wonderfully designed it. That how we can gradually understand at the intellectual level. Now, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, there are four levels: physical, which is bodily level, mental level, intellectual level, and spiritual level. So for all the levels, we have been given the program. Like a diseased person is told to follow certain medication, certain diet, some rules and regulations, some exercises. So it is up to us, if we follow that, understanding the knowledge, using our intelligence, making the mind peaceful, taking Krishna Prasad, reading Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavatam, attending Mangala Arati, chanting, all these processes, they work on all the levels simultaneously. What it takes to leave the attachment? Intelligence? Yes, but many people are intelligent. They know I am suffering because of this. So many times it has happened personally with me. I know I am suffering because of certain aspect. I am suffering because I am attached. So I have intelligence that I am attached, but I am not acting on it. So that is like a theoretical knowledge, not a realization. And then Krishna, how he is saying to Mother Aditi, that I will find out some upaya, then Krishna has to work. I told one devotee, that we had a discussion. I said, either you give up your attachments, or Krishna will come into the picture. And that will be a little painful. Krishna will have to find out some method, some device. You know, devise some plan. And he wants you back. So you are a devotee, you are an initiated devotee, and he wants you back. And Krishna will plan something. He will send someone, some situation where you will be purified. And that is realization. So either we give it up voluntarily, or let Krishna take everything. So we need not only intelligence, but courage. That heart is required. I met one person, a life member. He said something in Hindi, very beautiful statement. He said, Prabhuji, you know why I am able to do, not a devotee, but he said, why I am able to do many things? He said, meri zarurate hai kam, isliye mujhme hai dam. You understand? Meri zarurat hai kam, isliye mujhme hai dam. This is a principle. It's very nice. It's a detachment principle. So if we have so many requirements and necessities in life, then we'll be attached. We'll be, engaged there and not look towards the higher aspect of Krishna consciousness. So along with knowledge, what requires is the heart. So Bhagavad Gita gives knowledge. It purifies also. But gives knowledge, understanding. And chanting gives that sufficient purification and spiritual strength to leave the attachments. There's two things so wonderful. Chanting and reading or hearing. One will give knowledge, other will give strength. Chanting will give us that strength. The vairag will come. And we have seen, everyone in their life can see, anyone who is chanting 16 rounds, we may be conditioned soul, but we have witnessed, we have realized, at least little bit, that by chanting, we have got spiritual strength, and that spiritual strength has helped us to become a little bit detached. Even even a new person who has come to Krishna consciousness chanting few rounds, he becomes detached of tea and coffee. He leaves non-vegetarian food. He doesn't go to movies. Before coming to ISKCON, I used to drink 15 cups tea. What do you do? Office, you feel sleepy, then you drink tea. 15 cups every day. Yeah. And now 13 years, not even one cup. So at least that much detachment we could, you know, exhibit. Why? Because of the spiritual strength. We should not think that I am detached, or it is my strength that I am able to leave these bad habits. It is a strength which is coming from Krishna, which is by chanting. One devotee went to Prabhupada and he said, Prabhupada, I think I am sufficiently renounced now. I have grown in bhakti. Prabhupada said, the moment Lord Chaitanya will lift his hand from your head, you will fall down immediately. That is your position. And that is all of us position. The moment Guru and Krishna will lift their hand, blessings will go, we'll fall down. And here again and again, same thing, same principle in the Bhagavatam. Please Guru and please Krishna. He is saying, because you have pleased me, I will do anything to protect you. Why this principle cannot be applicable? Krishna is the same person. Bhagavatam is the eternal principle. We are eternally part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna desires to protect us. What is missing? Is we are not sufficiently trying to satisfy Krishna. If we satisfy Krishna, everything else is already there. It's like, you know, electronics, there's a circuit board. You know, there's current flowing from everywhere. Everything is there. What you have to go to, just go and plug one, you know, whatever you say, engineers know. So you just plug it. And then entire circuit functions very properly. Entire circuit with function. So it is our side what is missing. We are trying and Krishna is blessing us. If we try more, Krishna will bless us more. If we try further, Krishna will bless us further. And eventually we will see that we are out of this. So this is what we saw in this 6-7 verses, that because of Krishna being pleased, the Lord being pleased by Mother Aditi in 12 days. Dhruva took 6 months. 12 days, Payavrat, and Lord appears. Yesterday I was listening to Isalina's Gaur Krishna Maharaj's lecture, Bhagavatam. He's talking about Markanda Rishi. How Markanda Rishi, with his bhakti, he pleased Krishna. And not only Krishna. When Krishna is pleased, everyone else is pleased. Once Mother Parvati and Shiva were going and Markanda Rishi was doing his tapasya. So Mother said to Shiva, let us go and give him some benediction. So Shiva said, no, he does not want anything. He is a devotee of Vishnu. He is self-satisfied, does not want anything. Still because you say, okay, let us go. And then Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati, they are standing there and he is busy in his bhakti, completely absorbed. So then Lord Shiva says, I have to bring him out of the absorption. So what Lord Shiva did, he made Lord Vishnu disappear from his heart and Lord Shiva came there, appear in his heart. And that's how he opened and he saw Lord Shiva and Parvati standing. And then he said, you ask something. He said, I don't want anything. He said, I have come, at least ask something. Like now Narsingadev is telling to Prahlad Maharaj, I have come, at least ask something. I am Varad Raj. Keep my name, you know, situated as a Varad Raj. So you ask something. So Markanda Rishi says, just give me that benediction that I may always be absorbed in the lotus feet of my Lord. It's a very high platform, but at least if we try, so if we satisfy Krishna, then Krishna becomes happy. Even if the situation is unfavorable, even if the situation is not as per, you know, that we can grow in bhakti, Krishna will make sure that the situation becomes favorable. Now, Krishna's definition for favorable and a conditioned soul's definition for favorable may differ sometime. As it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that if anyone comes to Krishna and worships him, and he is asking at the same time sense gratification, so what Krishna does? He is a fool. He is worshipping me and asking for sense gratification. It is like worshipping the king of the world for so many days, and when he is pleased with you, and you say, okay, give me 2 rupees. He is the king of the world. He can give one island. And we are asking 2 rupees. So worshipping Krishna and asking for material desires, Krishna then is a fool. But I am intelligent. What I will do? I will give him Swacharanamrita. I will give him my Charanamrita. And let him forget all the material desires. If we want happiness, Krishna will give. But if we want the way we want happiness, sorry. Because our definition of happiness is wrong. You know, a child may be suffering from jaundice and he may ask something which is not good for his health. Mother will never allow. So sometimes Krishna punishes or doesn't give. Even though we cry, Krishna doesn't give. So you come and chant 64 rounds, Krishna will not give that material desire if it will, you know, hamper your devotional service. So Krishna will favor us, make the situation which will help us to grow spiritually, and whatever is required, if someone is a missionary, Krishna will give also facilities to spread the mission, like he gave to Prabhupada, every facility to spread the mission. What Prabhupada did pleased Krishna. What he had, Prabhupada had nothing. And we see that how Lord agreed to appear, and further we will see he will trick Bali Maharaj. Actually, Bali Maharaj was tricked, but more than Indra and other demigods, Bali Maharaj got benefit. He got spiritual benefit. Like Vritrasura, he was telling to Indra, you kill me and you will get swarga, you will get heaven. Indra said, what will you get? He said, you don't ask about that. That Krishna is not like, you know, Krishna is not partial. Vritrasura saying, Krishna is not partial. He is giving you heaven, he will give me Vaikuntha. The same. Bali Maharaj got Vaikunth and Indra got heaven. So even the Lord tricked Bali Maharaj, but again, how Bali got that association of Lord, eternal association? Because he pleased the Lord of Vamanadev by surrendering. Same process. So we stop here, it's 9 o'clock. Any devotee wants to comment or any question there? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.